GNU Regatta Coverage 2015, Nate Lull here for WCDO, and we're joined now by Otigo resident and pro paddler Jeff Schultes. Jeff, 35 finishes in your paddling career here of the General Clinton. You'll be going for 36 this year, and thanks for joining us today. And you'll be going in the C4 for this year's 70-miler with Bob Whissy and Larry Harrison from Oneonta, Kathy Grimes from Otigo. We've seen you in the C2 pro class for so long. What made you want to change and try the C4 this year?
Well, it's kind of a new and up-and-coming class. And the fact that you can have four people in one canoe makes it a little bit more challenging.
Now, if we continue to see this low water this year for the 70-miler, what are some of the challenges that you might think a C4 boat is going to run into this year?
Well, I think for the most part, they're going to have enough water release from Cooperstown and Goodyear Dam and East Sydney Dam. But the only real bad part might be from Wells Bridge to Unadilla. That section there usually doesn't get enough water because they don't get down the river far enough by that time.
And how about the upper section from, you know, when you head off the lake in Cooperstown? It's a kind of an area that a lot of race fans don't get to see. It's back in the woods. How is that section for a C4? There's a lot of tight turns until you really get down to Milford and it opens up. What are your expectations for up there?
Well, I guess it's really important to get a good start off the lake. If you get behind somebody, that might be a little bit harder to get by in the corners and things like that. It might be a little challenging.
And we also wanted to talk to you this year about the cleanup crew. We know that you were posting some pictures on Facebook when you guys were up there. Can you tell us a little bit about the behind the scenes that goes into that? I know really the upper section between Cooperstown and Milford, it's like we just said, a lot of tight turns and a lot of trees back in there. Can you take us through what you guys do each year to really clean the river up?
Yeah, the first 5 miles of that race has got a lot of twists and turns, and it's a really heavily wooded area. There's a lot of willow trees, and whenever the water floods up there, it tends to take out the banks and it undermines a lot of the trees and stumps and things, and eventually trees fall over in the water. Especially this year, where the water level is pretty low, there's trees that we took out this year that actually last year we went right over top of. A lot cleaner than it has been in the past.
Really, just to explain to the average listener out there that might be driving around listening to the 70-miler today, are you guys literally out in canoes with your chainsaw, hopping out and trying to drag some logs out of the water?
Yeah, we were just flat out standing right in the water to cut out the trees. They held back the water for us so that we could actually get out of our boats and stand in the water, make it a little safer to actually use the chainsaw. That was pretty nice that they held the water back for us.
And you can see Jeff today in the C4 boat B3 today, again with Bob Whissy, Larry Harrison, and Kathy Grimes. Jeff, as we just said, 35 finishes, and you'll be going for 36 this year. What keeps you ticking to get out there and train? You know, a lot of times in the winter, it's really cold when you hit March there, but year after year, you're here for the 70-miler. What really keeps you motivated to train and do this race?
Well, I don't know exactly what really keeps me going. I guess maybe in the end, if you're out there doing something that you really like to do and you enjoy it, you don't really think twice about going out there and preparing for it. It's just something that it's a camaraderie sport. You meet up with a lot of different people, and it's kind of nice to go out there on the circuit and paddle and try to challenge yourself more than anything else. It's really about racing against yourself, competing with other people, seeing what you can accomplish by it.
Jeff, my last question for you. I was lucky enough to hop in the boat with you last summer as really they started to have kind of an amateur and pro night down in Wells Bridge. I just wanted to see how rewarding that was for you. It was once a week. Anybody could come that wanted to learn the sport of paddling. You could jump in the boat with a seasoned pro like yourself or Larry Harrison or Bob Zavril or Ed Curley, a lot of the local guys. How was that for you last summer to teach some new people about the sport?
I think it's a really good idea because a lot of these young people coming up really are inexperienced, and I know that they want to take that next step, and if they can get out there with some people and not be intimidated by them, they can really give them some good pointers about how to get better in the sport, and that's what we like to see. And we really like to go out and paddle with other people and try to help each other get better too, so I think it's really a good idea.
Jeff Schultes from Otigo going for finish number 36 in the Clinton. You can find him in boat B3, that's a C4 boat today. During the 70-miler, Jeff, thanks for joining us and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more Canoe Regatta Coverage 2015 on CDO.